Good morning and welcome once again to the Open Door Baptist Church Tuesday morning men's prayer breakfast and devotion. This is August the 16th, 2011. As always, this devotion is dedicated to the memory of our friend, loyal supporter, great man of God, William P. Davis. Today's devotion is in Acts chapter 1, actually. We'll just cover that first chapter. It goes on farther than that, as you know, but we're going to just take the first chapter and stop it at the end of that. The book of Acts, as we all know, you as college students may remember vaguely, it provides the basic history of the spread of Christianity during the 3 decades following the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Acts is one book that follows the beginning and growth of the early church, doesn't it? We have 4 books that study the life of Christ, as you all know, is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But Acts has been identified as the pivotal or the critical book of the New Testament. Of course, it was written by Luke the physician. The book of Acts is kind of part two of a 2-volume work, so to speak. The first one being the book of Luke, which was written about the life and the work of Jesus, and volume 2 is the book of Acts. Obviously, it tells about the ministry of Jesus Christ and all his followers. So with that, we'll start with verse 1. The former treatise have I made. We all know treatise is a book or article or report of some sort that I have made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. My little bit of research shows that Theophilus, he was a high-ranking Roman officer, Christian Roman officer at that. Exodus 4:15 says, "And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be thy mouth, and with his mouth, and I will teach you what ye shall do." The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do, both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen. Deuteronomy 7, "For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God." The Lord thy God had chosen thee. We didn't choose him. He chose us, didn't he? Scripture tells us right here. Our instruction manual tells us right here. He chose us to be a special people unto himself. That's why we're here. We are special unto him and all who accept him above all other people. Special people, anyway, that are upon the face of the earth. Amen. To whom, verse 3, also he showed himself alive after his passion. That he showed himself alive after he was hanging on the cross, didn't he? After his passion, and by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Mark 16, after he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their hardness of heart and unbelief. That means he kind of scolded them with their hardness of heart and unbelief. Verse 4, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. John 14, yes indeed. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance. That's, Jesus is, obviously, is talking to the disciples here. Verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Talking about John the Baptist there, obviously. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Not many days from now. Matthew 3:11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to feel, as John the Baptist talking. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost, he being Jesus here in this case. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Again, for the college students, alumni here, if you remember back that far, we were taught that this is where baptism started, you know, with John the Baptist baptizing Jesus, obviously, baptizing with water. Total submersion is what the Baptists believe, not a little bit of sprinkling or anything. Submersion, down under the water. It was introduced during the ministry of John the Baptist. And Jesus Christ was, as you all know, was baptized by John the Baptist, not for his remission of sins, nor for any kind of repentance, but as an example or a symbol for his identification with mankind. We remember that Jesus commanded his disciples to preach the gospel to all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Baptism has been practiced by about every major Christian church in the world today. Baptism and the Lord's Supper as well, those two that was recognized by the Baptist Church. Anyway, just a little for your information thing. Verse 6, when they therefore come together, they ask of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Isaiah 1:26, and I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors at the beginning, and afterwards thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city of God. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times nor the seasons. This is Jesus talking. It's marked in red here, as you can see, which the Father hath put in his own power. Matthew 24:36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not even the angels, but my Father only. So obviously, this guy back in May that predicted that May the 21st would be the last day on earth, Harold Camping is what his name was. He must not have this version of the Bible, had he? Because I just read that don't nobody know, only God the Father knows when the day of the Lord will be. So obviously Brother Harold don't have the King James Version of God's Holy Word here. 1 Thessalonians 5:1, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. Wow. You don't really need to know. You just really need to be ready, don't you?
Right.
You need to be ready when the trumpet sounds. You need to be ready. You don't need to know when. Just be ready. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night.
Right.
We don't know when the thief's coming. We don't know when the Lord's coming.
Right.
We just need to be ready. Verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And here again, this is Jesus speaking, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Colossians 1:23, if ye continue in the faith grounded, settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which ye have preached to the every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Revelation 14:6 as well. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, every kindred, and every tongue. That about gets everybody, don't it? Every means all of them, don't it? Verse 9, and when he had spoken these things, while they behold, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he received up unto heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Also in Hebrews 9:24, for Christ did not enter into the holy places made with hands. Not with hands. That means us. Not by man is what he's saying here. Where was it on the right hand? Christ did not enter into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true. That means a copy of the real ones. But into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us indeed. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two angels stood by them in white apparel. Matthew 28, his countenance was like lightning, his raiment white as snow, his clothing white as snow. And seeth two angels in white, sitting one on at the head, the other at the feet. Where the body of Jesus had lain. 1 Peter 3. Who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject to him. Verse 11, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him into heaven. Luke 24, and it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. First Thessalonians 4:17, then when we were alive and remain, shall be caught up with them in the clouds to meet with the Lord. Boy, that gives something to look forward to, ain't it? Meet with the Lord in air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 2 Thessalonians, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Verse 12, then returned they, the disciples, he was talking about, unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, from the Mount of Olives here, obviously, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. Sabbath day ain't too long. They said, I saw three different references. One said a half mile, one said three quarters of a mile, one said a mile, so it ain't too far. If either one of those are true, it's not too far at all, is it? Luke 24, and when they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. And when they were come in, they went to the upper room where abode, you know who all these guys is, this is the apostles, the disciples, where abode Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas the brother of James.
Yeah.
Now, you notice that ain't but 11, is it?
Right.
And they was 12, you know where one went.
Yes.
But if we look down in verse 26, it tells us where the other one, who the other one is. You remember again from school. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Matthias was the 11 that took Judas Iscariot's place there after he pulled his stunt. I didn't read 14. Then all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brethren. Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place. Verse 15, and in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost, by the mouth of David, spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. Exodus 4:15, and thou shalt speak to him and put words in his mouth, and I will be thy mouth, and with his mouth, and I will teach you what ye shall do. Luke 6 as well, and Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which was also the traitor. He's always known as a traitor, isn't he? 17, for he was numbered with us, and he had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field. They're talking about Judas here. Purchased a field with a reward of iniquity, with the money he got for selling out to Jesus with his silver there. And falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. Now, another version over in Matthew says he hanged himself. Matthew 27, when the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. They were telling him, that's your problem. You got to deal with that. That's your problem now, buddy. And he cast down the pieces of silver and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priest took silver pieces and said, it is not lawful for to put them into the treasury because it's the price of blood money. Verse 7, and they took counsel and brought them to the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Verse 19. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called there in their proper tongue Aceladama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let this habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take, and his bishop let another take. Psalms said in the book of Psalms, written in the book of Psalms 69:25, let their habitations be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. And ye shall also bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Verse 21. Wherefore, just might done, wherefore are these men which have accompanied with us in all the time that Lord Jesus went in and out among us? Verse 22. Beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. Acts 4:33, and with great power gave the apostles witness the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. His great grace was his loving kindness, wasn't it? It was all his favor, all his goodwill to them. First Corinthians 15, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. The dead shall be raised incorruptible, and all the dead, incorruptible means they hadn't been decaying, and we shall all be changed. Amen. Boy, that gives us something to look forward to right there. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who were surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two that Thou hast chosen. But the Lord said unto, 1 Samuel 16:7, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, don't look at his appearance, when he's in the Samuel, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh at the heart, doesn't he? Good thing, isn't it? Good for us. Jeremiah 11:20, but O Lord of hosts, that judgest righteously, that triest the reins and the heart. The reins in the heart means tries the mind. He knows what's going on in your mind, tries the mind and in your heart as well. Acts 15, and God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. Amen. 25, about done. That he may take part in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas, by transgression, fell, that he might go to his own place. Verse 26, and they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Acts 1:17, for he was numbered with us and had obtained part of the ministry. Again, Matthias took the place of Judas with the apostle dinner. But anyway, the book of Acts of the Apostles could be, very well be named, the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Acts means actions. It could be the action of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is mentioned 60-something times during the whole book there. And it is parting words. Jesus reminds disciples, number one, of the promise of the Father. That's in Acts 1:4-8. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days from now, not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times nor the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. He also reminded his disciples of the descends at Pentecost. That's found in chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing of a mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. And they appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit. And it began to speak with other tongues, as in the Spirit gave them utterance. The other tongues, I think we was taught again in school, it was in their own language. Everybody had a different language. It's not a bunch of babbling like you hear from time to time. It was in their own different tongues. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men. Oh, that's the next one. People of every nation unto heaven. He's still reminding his disciples, the people of every nation to heaven are able to hear the wonderful works of God. Acts 2:5, and there were dwelling out Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation unto heaven. And the wonderful works of God, Acts 2:11, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And the Christian, when the Christian church was born, Acts 2:21, I was already there. 21, and it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Indeed. Verse 30. 8, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation, this crooked generation. Then they, putting it mildly, I guess, then they shall gladly receive his word, were baptized, and in the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Then, as apostles' doctrine, ain't it? In fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayer. This is the beginning of the church. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking of bread from the house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, verse 47, praising God and having favor with all people, and the Lord added to the church daily. He added to the church. He kind of doing that around here, ain't he? He's adding to this church. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen. Praise be to God. The word of the Lord.